This morning, I think I want to start by making some comments about the President's speech, the decision to escalate the troops in Afghanistan. And with that, I would say I was pleased to see the President step up the troop levels in Afghanistan, clearly define the mission, and that is to take out Al-Qaeda and the Taliban support that is located in that area. I am greatly troubled by MASA's policy of surrender and retreat. I believe surrender and retreat at this point in time would endanger the security of the United States and is an unwise policy to follow, even as the President stated last night. I'm concerned about any artificial timelines that the President discussed. I think we have to do the timeline based on the success achieved in our mission in Afghanistan. You know, because if we do not complete this mission and are successful in taking out the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda remnants that are there, all Al-Qaeda is going to do is funnel back into that area, and it's going to be a platform to engage in the next war, or to continue the war, not the next, continue this war that they've picked with the United States. I will tell you that to me, our security is the number one priority. I am stunned that the Congressman, Eric Massa, doesn't realize that this policy will achieve and protect the security of the people of our area and the people of the United States. I'm concerned that he's making a decision of surrender and retreat based on short-term political calculations rather than on long-term benefits to the security of the United States. I'm also greatly troubled by a comment that I picked up on from the Congressman on how he would not vote to support any war supplemental bills coming down the pipeline for the troops going into Afghanistan. To me, that's just disarming our troops while they are faced in harm's way. To me, that's an unwise policy. It's reckless, and it's just darn right the incorrect position to take for the benefit of our troops and their families. You know, I'm seeing a pattern that the Congressman is establishing through his record. He's creating a record that is clearly, in my opinion, way out of the mainstream of the people and the interest of those that reside in the 29th Congressional District. You know, this radical extremism that Massa is creating in his record is disturbing, and I am glad to be able to offer a contrary vision for the people of the 29th Congressional District, because to me it's the people of this area that we need to be concerned about and their security and the security of the United States.